Peace. I'm your host, Amaya Antoinette, and I am an emotional fitness coach. So over the years, I have transformed like my title. I'm like a certified health coach, but then I wanted to focus on mindset. But now I really want to focus on emotional fitness because I think it encompasses everything. It encompasses the way you think. It encompasses the way you live your life, your perspective, everything, because everything affects your emotions. So in this episode, I am talking about the impact of stress on depression. So I'm someone who has dealt with depression a lot over the years, and I've realized that it was usually prompted or triggered by high stress. So it wasn't that I would just wake up and feel hopeless or wake up and just feel like, you know, life is just too much for me to handle. I don't want to be here. Like, I would literally feel that way when I was dealing with high stress situations. So I came to the conclusion that I got to manage my stress so that I can manage and mitigate the depressive episodes that I have. So if you're someone who suffers from depression, who deals with depression, I encourage you to think about what happens before you feel depressed. Are you usually feeling overwhelmed? Are you usually feeling really stressed? Are you usually feeling like you're losing control over your life in some way? Take notice. And if you find that that is you, this podcast is just for you, my love. So when we're dealing with a lot of stress, cortisol, which is the stress hormone, which also deals with a lot of other things, but we're going to focus on it as a stress hormone. It increases and it gets really high. And when you have high levels of cortisol in your body, it can affect your brain function and it can literally cause your brain to malfunction, which causes things like depression and schizophrenia and bipolar disorder, other mental health disorders. But I'm only speaking for depression because that's like my area of expertise, since that is what I have lived experience with. So when you're dealing with high stress, it literally shifts your brain and the functioning of your brain. So in order to mitigate depressive episodes, you may really want to work on getting a hold of your stress levels. And you may be like, okay, how is that possible? Because we live in a stressful environment, especially if you're listening to this podcast and you're in America, like stress is just a part of the American fabric, right? But we have to realize that there are two different things, right? We have stressors, which are things that can trigger stress in us. And then we have stress, like the actual feeling like it's too, like we have to give more than what we have, right? There's a deficit. There's more that we need to give, but we don't have it anymore, right? So just because you're dealing with stressors doesn't mean you necessarily have to deal with stress. And even if you do deal with stressors, I think it's inevitable. It's about having the tools to support you and helping to minimize how much stress really affects you. So today I am going to just kind of talk about some of the things that I have been doing to support myself with managing my stress. So number one is to get clear on your perspective. Get clear on how you are experiencing whatever situation that you're going through. So think about it like this. Life isn't just what's happening. Life is your perception of how life is happening, right? So we could all experience the same thing, but one person may think like, oh, that was a piece of cake. And the other person may think, oh my gosh, that was so stressful, I can't handle it. Another person may think, oh, I'm so overwhelmed, right? So it's about the lens through which you look through life. That is your perspective. So one thing that I've been doing is like really reframing things that come up. So when I'm like, oh my goodness, like, why is this happening to me? I'm literally like, okay, this is not happening to me. This is happening for me. This is happening so that I can grow. Because I think it was Viktor Frankl who said, adversity introduces a man to himself, right? So if you're going through adversity, if you're going through a difficult period in your life, you're going through a lot of challenges, a lot of obstacles, adversity literally can introduce you to yourself, but it's a choice. A lot of people crumble when they're dealing with stress. A lot of people crumble when they're dealing with challenges, but it's all about how you're perceiving it. So like I have been unemployed for about a year and a month, and I'm like, okay, I want, you know, a job so that I can, you know, take care of myself and also like have some kind of financial cushion while I build my business. But that has not been happening, and I find myself dealing with a lot of depression. And I had to literally shift my perception of the situation. I chose, or I'm choosing to frame it as, you know, things are not happening as quickly as I may like because God is strengthening me. God is strengthening my faith. God is allowing me to see how much I need to rely on divine source and also realize that how strong I am when I am relying on divine source. So often I felt like I had to do things on my own. I felt like I had to figure out life on my own. I had to, you know, deal with challenges and hardships on my own. And it became very lonely. But this situation has really brought me closer to divine source, has really brought me closer to God. And in some moments I was mad. I'm like, God, I don't understand, right? Why are you doing this to me? But then I realized, like, no, this is a life lesson that sometimes you have to just let go and you have to surrender and you have to realize that your external environment doesn't have to change in order for your internal environment to change. And that's something that I have literally been sitting with day after day after day. And this is something that I have to keep sitting with, right? This is a work in progress. Like, I am talking to you just as much as I'm talking to myself, but you don't have to wait for your external situation to change before you can feel differently. So it's all about your perception. If you feel like, oh my gosh, like, life is happening to me, this is so hard, life is so hard, like, I can't handle this, right? You are not going to be able to handle it, which therefore increases your levels of stress, which can ultimately lead to depression because you feel like you have no power. You feel like you have no strength. You feel like you don't know what to do and you just feel lost. So knowing that you can handle life, I think is one of the number one, like, mantras you can say. It's like, I can handle this. And that this is not happening to me, it's happening for me. I know it's like super cliche, people say that all the time, but it's really about believing it and seeing how it's working for you. You know, I know for me personally, I'm always feeling like I have to stay in action. Like, I was very much in my masculine. I feel like I had to always be in action, doing, right? And I know that in this season of my life, God is telling me, like, no, you need to learn how to release and be. And this is a hard lesson to learn, but I know that this situation is happening for me, not to me. And it's I have to remind myself daily. And sometimes I have to remind myself by the hour because it's not how we were trained. It's not how most people were raised. You know, most people weren't raised to say, okay, this is happening for you. This is a gift. You know, most people were raised from a space of reaction because life is happening to you. You have to figure out how to react to it, right? So that's tip number one, is to really get clear on how you are perceiving life, because the way that you perceive life directly impacts the way you experience life, which directly impacts your levels of stress, which can then directly impact your levels of depression. Step number two is to really be mindful of your language. I know this kind of piggybacks off of your perspective, but really be mindful of your language. You know, I had to stop telling myself, like, oh my gosh, I'm so depressed. Like, I'm so stressed. You know, I have to say, okay, this is an interesting situation. This is really causing me to rise to the occasion. You know, I tell myself that I'm a creator. I'm a co-creator with the divine. Right. So I have to be really mindful of the language that I use. So really get clear on the words that you're saying. Really get clear on how, like, the internal narrative that you're having, because your words directly impact your life. Sometimes we look at words, it's like, oh, it's just a word. It's not a big deal. But, you know, life and power are in the life and death are in the power of the tongue. Like, you can literally create the life, a part of it, how you want by just the words that you say, because the words that you say impact how you feel. It impacts how you show up in the world. It impacts your level of confidence. It impacts your level of self-worth. It impacts your ability to love yourself. Like, it impacts everything. So being mindful of the language that you are using. So don't say, like, I'm so stressed. Oh my gosh, I'm so stressed. This is just too much. Don't say that. You know, find something else to say. I don't have to tell you what to say, but find something that's more empowering. You know, whoa, this is really causing me to rise to the occasion. Or, man, I have to, like, what are some other ways I can view this situation? You know, as opposed to, this is just way too much. right? And then tip number three is, well, this is something that I've been doing, and I'm like, I'm not a doctor, even though like some doctors probably don't even know about these supplements. But another thing that I have been doing is to use supplements to support myself in lowering like cortisol in my body, to lowering my stress. So I've been using ashwagandha. And I think, like, I'm not really on TikTok right now, but I heard there's, like, this whole, like, TikTok fad talking about ashwagandha, and people were feeling, like, numb and all types of stuff. Well, I think, like, if you take a really, like, too much, like, that could probably happen. But if you just take, like, a standard dosage, that didn't affect me like that. Like, ashwagandha has been helping me to manage my cortisol, to manage my stress. For one, it's really been helping me to sleep. So I'm someone who has suffered from like insomnia severely since COVID occurred. And once everything shifted, I had my daughter at home. I was homeschooling. I was working at the time remotely, and it was just a lot. And I literally stopped sleeping to the point where I was like physically sick because I could not sleep. And then all these other issues started to happen, and my mental health was severely affected, because it's like, you need sleep if you don't sleep, you are causing more stress on your body, which affects your mental health. Like, you need sleep. So I started to use medical marijuana, and like, I've been using that for like literally since COVID every single day, whether I, you know, smoked it or had a tincture or edible. Like, it has been a part of my life in some regards. But I got to a point recently where I'm like, you know, I don't want to necessarily rely on cannabis. Like, I have nothing against it, you know, but I was just like, I want to try something else, something that I could just, you know, order off of Amazon if I need to, and not feel like I need to like use this substance. Because what if like one day it's not legal anymore, and then what? I can't sleep anymore, right? So I'm like, what else can I do? So I picked up using ashwagandha again, and it has been so helpful. Like, I use it at night before I go to sleep. I use this when I'm in the middle of the day to just help like bring me some ease, bring more ease into my body. And it has drastically helped with my sleep. Like, I'm going to tell you tip number four, because it's like connected to how I've been able to sleep, but it's been so helpful. Like, literally, like, I need my ashwagandha. Like I said, like, look at the restraints, do your research, you know, but I always believe in doing your own research. But that's something that has really been helpful for me. Tip number four is to utilize something that can regulate your nervous system. A lot of times we are experiencing high stress because our nervous system is dysregulated due to trauma and just things that have occurred in our lives. So anything that triggers those, like any impressions of those traumatic incidents okay, I'm gonna go down that rabbit hole, but basically our nervous system is dysregulated. And I found that implementing yoga nidra into my daily ritual has really helped my sleep too. So that combined with the ashwagandha has really helped me to manage my stress, which has allowed me to get better sleep, which is definitely helping to improve my mental health. Yoga nidra, like, do your research, okay? But it's like not something that you have to like be like, you're not going to break a sweat. You literally lay down in savasana and corpse pose, and you are literally being walked through like almost like a guided meditation, but not a guided meditation. But it is so powerful. I do like 20 minutes or so sometimes in the middle of the day, and then I do it at night before bed. And it has changed the game, y'all. Like, sometimes like I'll still wake up in the middle of the night, but then I do another yoga nidra like video on YouTube, and then I go right back to sleep. So these two together have allowed me to be off of cannabis for like almost 2 weeks. And this is a game changer, because I have never gone like more than maybe like a day without it, because I was trying to like wean myself off and I realized I just couldn't go to sleep. So yoga nidra is really helpful, and it just helps you regulate your nervous system. It helps to reduce stress in the body. And then one last supplement I will share that I have been using is St. John's Wort. So St. John's Wort is a natural, like it's a supplement you can use to support depression and I think anxiety, but it also lowers your cortisol levels. So I have been using that every rising. It says on the bottle, I get mine from Gaia Herbs. It says on the bottle to use it like 3 times a day. I usually only do like 1 a day, but I find that it has been helpful in allowing me to just manage the challenges and the things that come up in everyday life. So once again, like if you deal with depression that is usually and that's induced by stress, it's really important to get a hold on your stress levels, because once you can get a hold of that, you can improve your mental health and you can get a hold of your stress. Like it is possible, but you have to be proactive. You have to be committed and you have to be empowered and know that you can make a shift in how you feel, that the external world does not have to dictate how you are feeling, that you can dictate how you're feeling. Right. And you can use, of course, like inner narratives, change the way you see things, and also using supplements to help you along the way. So if you found this episode helpful, I hope that you subscribe to the channel, that you, you know, share with someone else who may be dealing with stress induced anxiety and even just stress in general. I think these tips can also just help with stress in general. And, you know, that's something that most people deal with on a regular basis. So thank you for listening and sharing time with me. And I will meet you in the next episode. Peace.